Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul, 1712. Thanks for hanging out with me and James. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. And a lot of soulful small business information there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take our poll question right there on the homepage. Lots and lots of stuff. We update it every day. Chuck Martin has got a great body of work that he's deposited with us over the last 6 years as a member of our Brain Trust. His new book is called The Third Screen. It's all about mobile, folks. Marketing your customers to your customers in a world gone mobile. Chuck, tell us where this book's available, please. It's just launching literally right now, right?
Yeah, literally. It just hit all the bookstores, Barnes & Noble, all the independent bookstores, and, of course, our friends at Amazon.com.
Right. So check that out, folks. And I know this is going to become an international book. It already is, actually, launched in London this week as well. So congratulations on that, Chuck. I'm not the least bit surprised that you've got your finger on the pulse of this very important dynamic of what I'm calling the age of the customer. Talk to us about one of the things that I'm keep talking to people about is this idea of maintaining relevance and
right.
and being not being competitive, not that being your biggest concern, but your biggest concern meaning being that you might become irrelevant. And mobile is really creating extra pressure on that, isn't it?
Right. Mobile is a great example of if you don't do mobile, as it were, you will in fact become irrelevant. So it won't be that a store did or a competitor or whatever business or service you're in, that somebody else did it better than you. It's just they did it in mobile, and that's where the market is migrating because that's where the customers are. When you look at, for example, advertising budgets nationally, less than 1% of advertising budgets go to mobile as a device. When you look at customers, 100% of customers are doing things with mobile. So there's a huge disconnect in terms of how companies are marketing to mobile. That's going to change, of
right.
course. And companies see it, they're just starting to sort of awaken to it, which is why we wrote The Third Screen. The whole idea was show companies what can be done. And there really are quite a lot of things that can be done. You've got apps, mobile websites, texting, MMS, which are multimedia video or picture messages,
right.
which individuals are using like crazy, scanning things at retail,
mm-hmm.
And providing price comparisons.
How about my boarding pass on the airplane?
I'm sorry?
My boarding pass on the airplane.
Right. The idea that you would unlock a car with a key versus a phone is sort of an old idea.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be using phones for all kinds of things, for payments, using what's called NFC, which stands for near-field communication. This is being built into phones now, even though it's not necessarily being used, but the capability's in there where you'd be able to swipe your phone and pay for something or bump it against something and pay
right.
for something.
Well,
and Starbucks is doing this now with barcodes, so you hand your iPhone or Android to the person at checkout at Starbucks, and they scan your phone
mm-hmm.
Code, and it debits your account.
Now here's the thing, Chuck. In the old days, if this kind of technology became available, it would only be available to the big guys, and you and I, as small business owners, we wouldn't be able to have the cool stuff because we didn't have $50 million to buy it. This technology you're talking about is almost, some of it's almost launching for small businesses. It's actually coming into the marketplace as a small business capability.
In many ways, it's actually this time, this technological revolution is actually easier for small businesses
yeah.
to deploy than previously. When you look at things like the web back in the mid-90s, that was really difficult because everybody had to get a new computer, network connection, browser, and knowledge. They didn't have the knowledge, so you didn't have everybody on the net. With mobile, everybody's already on the net. The network is already in place, which is why mobile is growing so fast, because basically any capability with mobile is just being plugged into the network that
right.
has already exists. The other thing is the consumers and the individual business owners, they all can have the same technology in their hands, so they can all individually see what's capable. This is the first time the consumers are actually ahead of businesses in terms of deploying a technology or a platform.
Well, see, this is the point you're making right now is so important for small business owners to understand. My friends, the age of the customer, mobile capability, social media, the way customers are wanting to connect with companies these days through values, not through marketing manipulation, all of that is screaming small business advantage to me. Chuck, what do you think?
I totally agree. The advantage is the, and I'll tell you the disadvantage of big companies first. With big companies, there's a disconnect between the people who get mobile and the person who's dealing with the customer. Mm-hmm. And that's a long chain, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
With the small business, in many, many cases, the business owner knows the customer.
Yep.
They see them on a regular basis, and they can do much faster research in terms of what it is they should be doing with mobile based on what their customers are doing with mobile, and they can also more easily find out what kinds of phones their customers have because that
there
can be
you
dependent
go.
In terms of what they deploy for technology.
And they can also ask if the customer will allow them to text them something.
Right, which is really important for texting. You have to do what we call double opt-in.
Yep.
So you have to have someone say, yes, I want to do that, and then send an email saying, you sure you want to do that? And they say, yes, I want to do that. But what that does is it gives you your best customer essentially self-identified, saying, I really, really want information from you.
And I'll tell you, on the way to buying something, on the way to a business that I do business with, another company that I don't do business with as often texted me an offer. I accepted. I got to the other business, and they had the same offer that they didn't tell me about. I had to ask them about it, but they were just as competitive, but they were not as relevant because the other company got to me first by texting. And that was an example of being competitive but being irrelevant at the same time and losing. Quick break. Right back with Chuck Martin after these messages. His brand-new book, folks, you need to check it out, called The Third Screen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.